Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bobby Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brad Woodall. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Brad Woodall. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting second. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Mabry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eli Marrero. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Kent Bottenfield. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pat Kelly. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kent Bottenfield. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vina hits a line drive into left field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Zerillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zerillo hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clayton hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lankford moves to second. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnitz strikes out. 1 out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti strikes out. 1 out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mabry hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eli Marrero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Marrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Bottenfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bottenfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zerillo fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Bottenfield covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Brad Woodall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to second. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vina is 0-1 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Clayton is 0-1 in the game. Clayton hits a pop-up into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lankford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly moves to third. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McGuire is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jordan is 0-1 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Loretta is 0-1 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cirillo is 0-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Loretta moves to third. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burnett is 0-1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jaha is 0-1 in the game. Jaha strikes out. The ball gets by Marrero. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Loretta. He's safe. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, Cardinals, 1. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nilsson is 0-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grissom is 0-1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gaetti is 0-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mabry is 0-1 in the game. Mabry strikes out. Two outs. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marrero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marrero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Woodall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodall for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Vina is 0-for-2 in the game. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottenfield fires to first and picks off Vina. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Loretta now playing second base. Jose Valentin now playing shortstop. Kent Bottenfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottenfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottenfield hits a line drive towards the mound. Woodall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clayton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Loretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a line drive towards short. Clayton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Marrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burnetz is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnetz hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnetz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lankford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lankford hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-2 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Jordan reaches second base with a double. McGuire moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnetz. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. McGuire scores. Jordan scores. It's Brewers, 3, Cardinals, 3. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mabry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gaetti moves to third. Two outs. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marrero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marrero takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gant pinch hits for Kent Buttonfield. Ron Gant batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gant hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Marrero moves to second. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Marrero moves to third. Gant moves to second. Eric Plunk now pitching. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marrero scores. Gant moves to third. Kelly moves to second. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clayton takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lankford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Frascatore now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lankford. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Jaha goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive beyond second. Kelly can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Nilsson moves to third. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frascatore fields it and throws to first for the out. Grissom moves to second. One out. Mark Newfield pinch hits for Eric Plunk. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nilsson scores. Grissom moves to third. It's Brewers, 5, Cardinals, 5. Mark Petkovsek now pitching. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grissom scores. Newfield moves to second. It's 6-5, Brewers. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chad Fox now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jordan strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mabry is 0-3 in the game. Mabry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cirillo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie McGee now playing left field. Lance Painter now pitching. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burnett's is 0-3 in the game. Burnett's hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jaha is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Jaha hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Painter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jaha for the out. Cirillo moves to second. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Nilsson is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. It's 7-5, Brewers. Darren Jackson pinch runs for Dave Nilsson. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grissom is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to third. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Jackson scores. Grissom moves to second. It's 8-5, Brewers. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hughes is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes takes first base on 4. Chad Fox is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Painter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Marrero is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marrero hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. McGee reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kelly is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clayton is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGee moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Mike Myers now pitching. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lankford is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lankford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-8, Cardinals. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McGuire is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Cardinals. David Weathers now pitching. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jordan strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Tom Lampkin pinch hits for Lance Painter. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lampkin hits a pop-up towards first. Jaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Kruchor now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Loretta moves to second. It's 10-9, Cardinals. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-4 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Loretta moves to third. Cirillo moves to second. Bob Hamilton pinch hits for John Jaha. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton strikes out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 13-10, Brewers. Jeff Brantley now pitching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields the ball and throws to Brantley covering. Safe. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Grissom moves to second. David Weathers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weathers strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Cardinals 10. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Hamilton now playing first base. Bob Wickman now pitching. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Marrero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 13, and St. Louis Cardinals, 10. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.